السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آپ کے سامنے جو اشعار کو پیش کرنا ہے وہ اشعار حضرت عارف باللہ حکیم اختر صاحب نوار اللہ مرکزہ کی لکھی ہوئی فیضان محبت اس کتاب کے اندر اس کا ریڈنگ عنوان ہے فدا تجھ پہ خاک شہر مدینہ یعنی مدینہ منورہ کی بنتی اس کو مبارکباد دیا جاتا ہے اس کی زمین اس کی مٹی اس کو مبارکباد دیتے ہیں اس لیے کہ ہمارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس ایسے مبارک زمین کے اوپر میں یعنی وہاں آرام فرما دیں علماء فرماتے ہیں کہ جو مٹی ہمارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے بدن مبارک سے لگ رہی ہے وہ مٹی کعبہ شریف سے بھی افضل ہے. اس میں ایک دو لفظ ہے علماء کرام تو الحمدللہ سمجھ جائیں گے لیکن عوام جو ہے اس کو واضح کر لوں. مبارک تجھے اور ارض مدینہ, ارض معنی زمین لینڈ کو کہتے ہیں, افلا نے بہت سارے آسمان, فل آسمان کو کہتے ہیں, سبز یعنی گرین کلر کو کہتے ہیں, ذرہ ذرہ یعنی چھوٹی چھوٹی چیز جو ہم سمجھ بھی نہیں سکتے. محترم دوست بزرگوں, یہ نہ اشعار جو پیش کرنا ہے, کوئی بھی اشعار ہو, نظم ہو, نعت ہو, قصیدہ ہو, بیان ہو, ہمارے لیے عبرت ہے. یہ کوئی نہ فن کے لیے, شہرت کے لیے, کہ واہ واہ کے لیے نہیں. اللہ نے درخواست کی تو ایسی بڑی مجلس کے اندر میں مجھے پڑھنے کا موقع دیا جاتا ہے تو میرے لیے ایک بڑی خوشی کی بات ہے. وہ بات مجھے یاد آ گئی کہ یوسف علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو جب بازار میں بک رہے تھے تو اس وقت ایک بوڑھی عورت کوٹن لے کر آئی. لوگوں نے کہا کہاں یوسف اور اس کا حسن اور یہ کوٹن سے کہاں تو خرچ سکتی ہے. وہ عورت کہنے لگی بوڑھی مجھے معلوم ہے کہ اس کوٹن سے میں نہیں خرچ سکتی لیکن کل قیامت کے دن جب پوچھا جائے گا تو میرا بھی نام بولا جائے گا تو میرے لیے نجات کا ذریعہ بن جائے. اس لیے میں نے بھی اللہ تعالیٰ قبول کرے کہ بھائی ایسی مجلس کے لیے کل قیامت کے دن یعنی پوچھا جائے گا, ذکر ہوگا کس چیز نے حاضری کی تھی, کس چیز نے پروگرام کیا تھا, تو ایک ناچیز کا بھی نام آ جائے تو میرے لیے نجات کا ذریعہ بن جائے. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. یہ اسلامی جلسہ ہے, میرے پڑھنے میں یا کچھ چون وغیرہ میں کے اندر میں کچھ خطا ہو غلطی ہو تو جو بھائی بھی اصلاح کرنا چاہے میں اصلاح کر دیں. مبارک تجھے ہو, مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, مبارک تجھے ہو, مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ, مبارک تجھے ہو, مبارک تجھے سبز گنبد پہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ
Thank you. for a person who hasn't got anything, and he sees all that. there are two great qualities is muhabbat. And muhabbat for any Muslim brother, Allah loves them. Right? Any person, Allah will reward. Secondly, is giving me du'as to become like that. May Allah Ta'ala accept and everyone say Amin. Allah make us all according to the du'as that he said. And a third thing, what a person has got within him, that is how he sees other people. Many of us, when we find fault with other people, a poet said so beautifully, when you point a finger to somebody, you are pointing three fingers to yourself. That you like this, you like that, but for every fault, you are showing three faults of yours. And when you say somebody is good, three good things within you. That's such qualities, that's why he sees them like that. But don't be fooled by that, make dua, Allah make us like that, inshallah. Allah is Kareem, Allah is Hakeem, Allah is Kareem. And Allah Ta'ala, sometimes what words go out from Allah's special bandas, Allah does according to that. It comes in the hadith, Allah has got such friends of his, what they speak, Allah does it. So mashallah, Mufti Sahib's words, Allah make it. And for all of us, for whole of mankind, Allah make us all like that. Second is, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that always before bayan, make muzakara of one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnah of Nabi Ali salatu wa sallam can come alive in the whole ummah. And one particular poem which Allah, which Hazrat has said, many poems of Hazrat has said, with regard to the importance, the necessity, the virtues and benefits of sunnahs, Hazrat Alhamdulillah, Allah is destined to say very many poems. But one particular poem which Allah in His kindness has made famous in the whole world is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate hai jannat ke raaste. Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. What does that mean? That a person who follows sunnahs, this is the road to Jannah, will come out in Jannah. Like from here, we follow the path that shows Durban, we come out in Durban. We follow the path that shows Ladysmith, we come out in Ladysmith. So whoever follows the path of sunnahs, will see comes out in Jannah. The other thing is, and whoever follows sunnah, he will be connected with Allah. And Allahu Akbar. All Hazrat's Ash'ar. Mufti Amjad Sahib, Dhamad Barakatum of Dhabi, you know, he has written a whole sharah, and he explained this in the presence of Hazrat of all Hazrat's poems. Hazrat loved it so much that Hazrat got his personal money he gave to have this kitab printed. That all Hazrat's poems, he has shown it, it's from Quran and Hadith. That, for example, that by following sunnahs, you will come out in Jannah. This is really the explanation of the hadith. Man ahya sunnati faqad ahya. A person who has made his sunnat alive, hey, man amila biha, made amal, he has made me alive, Nabi. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was to bring the sunnat mubarak life in the world. So he's made, waman ahyani faqad ahbani. And a person who has made me alive has made muhabbat with me. That my mission, that for my sake he's sacrificing. He's living this life. The world is laughing at him. He's not worried. He's following sunnah tariqah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَكَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And a person who loves me will be with me in Jannah. So by following sunnah, you will get Jannah. And by following sunnah, you will get Allah. That's also the ayat of the Quran. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You follow the sunnah of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I will love you. And what does that love mean? Love, the place of love is the heart. I will be in your heart. My love will be in your heart, I will be in your heart. So Hazrat, all his poems, and this is our all our Kabir and Islam. If Allah give us that knowledge and that understanding, we'll see the words are there, Urdu, English, but it is all Quran and Hadith. So never be fooled also by those people that say, what you following Buzurgs and what you following Imams. No Imam, no Buzurg who is genuine tells you his own story. All are telling you what Allah and Rasul has told you. And if you are following Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who say what you following is Buzurg, they are following their nafs. They want to escape route to follow their own nafs. And they say, what you following? No buzur, no imam, no ali, who is genuine in his cause, tells you to follow me. He tells you what Allah has said. But he puts it in his way and according to our understanding. So a person will get Allah also, will get Jannah also. Jannah is an anko. What is this Jannah?
Just by following Sunnah.
And Mawlana Abraham Haqsa Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Sunnah ka tariqa ashal. Sunnah way is the most, any one thing you want to do, you want to do it the easy way. You want the easy route to do it. Do it Sunnah. Wedding, do it Sunnah. Allah. Dressing, do it Sunnah. So easy, anything. Sunnah ka tariqa ajmal hai. Sunnah tariqa is the most beautiful way of doing it. Everyone loves beauty, and whatever you want to do, you want to do it in style. You want to do the most beautiful style, and beauty is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Sunnah ka tariqa akmal hai. It's the most perfect way. And many people are ideological. I want it perfect. It must be like this. Especially a supervisor, a boss. It must be like this. It must be done like this. The most perfect way to do a thing is according to sunnah. So what a beautiful thing. And also we will get Allah by following sunnahs. If you mera to har shay, zameen meri, asma mera. If you are mine, O Allah, and by sunnahs Allah will be yours. Everything is mine. The slave Ayyad was the slave of the king. Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullah, very pious, righteous king. So the courtiers became jealous because the king loved Ayyaz, because qualities. From this also understand, qualities are important, not your outside things. We are proud and got the top of the range Merc, latest model. In that Merc there is a fly also flying. So if the Merc gives you a value, the fly also got value. I'm traveling in a Merc, so you must respect the Merc or the fly. You got a top mention you will. 13, 18, 20, 4 bedroom. They mention you will. What haven't you got in there? Everything. There's a mouse also in that house. Yeah, so the mouse also you must respect. You living in a mansion like this. And that mouse doesn't have to do maintenance also. Yeah, the mouse doesn't have to do with water and lights and get this fixed and get that all there. Nothing. This is the free. He's the big king. Yeah, so he must be also. So outside things are not things of value. Value are the qualities that you have in that. That is the value. Ayaz was an ordinary slave, a street man slave, but qualities he had. So qualities are what we must try and develop within us. So there are many, many stories and all are so important and valuable. So the king wanted to show the value of Ayaz. So he, on one occasion in the main chamber of the palace, he put all his valuables, diamonds, jewels, rubies, gold, spread it out. And the king made an announcement. Today, whoever puts his hand on whatsoever, it will be his. All the ministers, close, ministers, men, well, men, running this side, that side, trying to grab as much as they wanted. Ayaz stood up, he didn't make a move. King said, haven't you heard what I said? Don't you understand what I'm saying? He says, King, repeat what did you say? He repeated, whatever you put on your hand today, it's yours. He said, are you sure, King? He said, of course, that's what I'm announcing. He walked up and he put his hand on the king's shoulder. He said, if you are mine, this is a fraction what you put today in the whole thing. What you have got in your safe and what's still falling in your treasure, that's unlimited. How much you have got. So if I got you, I've got it. So if you got Allah, what is even Mahmud Ghaznavi? Whatever the riches the king said, if you got Allah, and to get Allah, just follow Sunnah. And Sunnah is so easy. One Sunnah, prepare for another. Just start preparing. And as we mentioned yesterday, doesn't mean our ladies and aunties start getting their white meat and their samosas and their pies, and they say we prepared it for Ramadan. No, what is it to prepare? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought us. Allahumma barik lana fi rajab. And as we explained, the preparation of Ramadan, one thing that our namaz is important. May Allah give us the understanding how important our ibadah and our namazes are. On one occasion, Haji Vaipadia Mahroon, our Jamaat Amir, was traveling by train, and next train it happened, a Jewish rabbi was there. And we start talking on the train, and the conversation starts. So that rabbi told him, we are not afraid of the Muslims today. Because Allah is not on their side, Allah is not on our side. And he says, now at the moment, power and control is in the hands of those people who got more material. Especially armament and fighting things, jets, all the bombers and machine guns, whatever, all these things. And we got that more. And our technology is more. So we are not afraid of those. But the day your masjids get full for Fajr, as they get full for Juma, then Allah's son is on your side. And we know we cannot fight that. We just throw in the doubts. And that is the field day for you, the Muslims. That is ibadat which we can't see and Jewish rabbis see. I said this in a talk in London, which was a pro-Jewish event in London. So after the bayan, one person came to me and he told me he's from India or Pakistan, I can't remember. He said, every year I go back home for a month, visit the family, etc. When I come back, my Jewish neighbor comes to me and he asks me, how many people make Fajr namaz? So two, three times, then it struck me, why is asking me this question every time? So I asked him, why are you asking me this question? He said, the day your masjids get full for Fajr, as they get full for Juma, Allah's help is with you, we will just throw in the towels. Everything will be in the There is a brother, Abdullah Saud, in Santiago, in Chile. He's elderly man, near 60s, round about there. When he was a young boy, they were sent out from Palestine. They exiled them and sent them to South, like a lot of people from Palestine, Jordan, the Jews, Israel, sent them here. It's a dumping ground to dump the Arabs there. So he says, my father told me how many years ago, Sharon, who was the Prime Minister of Israel, he was the army general. And he was ordering them and sending them away. So Sharon and Sharon knew Arabic also very well. He says, my father said, he told us that we sent him to exile, that with humility and disgrace, the people will be back here. This land is yours, you'll get your land, but not tomorrow. The day on the streets get full for Fajr, as they get full for Juma, people will be back. We don't understand the power of us. And we were in Riley many years ago. And there was a Christian priest who became a Muslim. He was about 79, 80 years old. He told us, I'm giving, and just a little background, why he was a priest. He loved Islam. And I don't want to digress now, usually I go too much off my subjects, and time goes too much. But Islam, the way it's spreading in France, it's unbelievable. This hijab, which they supposedly banned, was not because of born Muslim women. France has got millions of Arab Muslims, of Muslims from the world. Only about, they have the referendum statistics, 200 born Muslim women were wearing niqab. That's all, out of millions. It was the French women who were accepted Islam. And they, mashallah, we saw from head to toe, they practiced Islam. You see them, the man, the woman, they're not half like us, half as La ilaha illa wa la ilaha. What we like, we do, what we don't like. They practice Islam properly. So because of them, and not ordinary people also. One time, one Arab girl, she was a cashier in the supermarket. And in her line, four or five customers, about the fourth customer was a woman with niqab. When she came to pay, so this Arab Muslim girl told her, like all of us say, we got enough problems here. Everyone thinks we got too much problems. She said, we got enough problems. Government don't want us to wear niqab. Don't we? Why are you increasing our problem? And if you want to wear, go to your country. Be free there, practice your Islam. But yeah, don't we? She lifted her niqab in front of that girl. It was a French one. And what she told her, you sold your religion, we bought your religion. This is our condition. So these women who have accepted Islam are top barristers at law, top attorneys, top engineers, top accountants and CAs, and they practice Islam. So for them, they have brought. So Islam is growing so fast in France. That was probably but my last supper, I came to know more faster than that in Italy, Islam is spreading. So Islam is spreading. We can't. All these problems in the world underlying is to stop the spread of Islam. But وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ لِيُظْهِرَ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Who can stop us? If we don't want to do it, Allahu Akbar. What is his name? Who's doing the work in the Hindus in India? Mana? Kalim Siddiq. He said that when he visited us, just before he came, 2 weeks before that, Indian doctor who lives in America now, but he came to visit India, so he met him there. He said, the church people are paying money for Quranic lessons in the church in America. And in every session, 2, 3, 4 definitely accept us. So he said, if you don't want to do the work of me, Allah will choose his other members also. And just before that, we our programs that we have different places, Kaltenberg is a place near Azad. And we went there for a program. And after everything was finished, after Zohar, we went home, so I didn't pick up Abba at the house where she was. Then I was waiting in the car, I saw a white woman going out first. Can you see the white woman? So when Abba came, asked, who is this white woman? She said, she has accepted Islam. And what she told, that in the churches in our country, the African churches, the priests are telling them, she told, that Islam is a very good religion, Muslims are very good people. So Islam is spreading, and they don't know how to stop it. All what they are doing is to try and stop the spread of Islam. Just now, they came back to you on supper, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I received an email, you sent it to me. That was called it, and this from the church people, this email. And they said, sending it to the Christian people. And the whole of Europe, country by country, they did an analysis and statistics. They say the growth is so poor, children they are having, that with that few children, 1.5 children, 2 children only, 1 child only, they say it can't sustain a culture for 25 years. That means the Christian culture can't be sustained anymore. England officially they have declared it is no more a Christian country. They say it's a secular thing, there's no Christianity left in it. So whole of Europe, then England also, and America also. America still had better results, the number of births that there were. But they say it's not sufficient to sustain the culture. Then they show that Islamic, how many children Muslims are having in those countries, not in India, Pakistan. In those countries, how much Muslims there are. They say by the year 2025, 2035, these countries will be predominantly Muslims, but the presidents will be Muslims. But why they send this out? It's a wake-up call. Wake up. See what is happening. 1995, New York Times carried an editorial that Muslims in America are 20%. Christians are 40%, 60%. The balance are all the others. They say by the next generations, Muslims will be fought because Muslims, more birds also. That time to call other people from your country was very easy, immigration law, it wasn't, and converts also so much. And they say the Christians only have 1, 2 children, they come down to 20%. Muslims will go to 40. And by the year 2025, Muslims will be 80%. That is when they engineer 9/11. And so now they're waking up the people of Europe, we also wake up, do something. So that again we have some excuse to attack the Muslims. All this propaganda is pure propaganda, nothing else. We have all in the fear of the spread of Islam. So Islam is spreading anyway. I've gone quite far off my subject. Anyway, we have to come back again on the main road again. So, preparation for Ramadan, our namaz is very important. May Allah let it sink into our hearts. To make our 5 times namaz as far without a valid reason, don't miss Jama'at namaz. Do our qaza namaz. And improve on the quality of our namaz.
Wait, namaz and namaz.
Namaz is mi'raj. As-salatu mi'raj al-mu'min.
Hey, you have direct contact with Allah.
So make our namazes like that, inshallah. Oh, jazakallah, Mawlana, good sign. And if you have somebody, when you make interaction with yourself, and if you reach for the auto without being nas, and you get stuck, and you put your Islam in Dalika, you start all over, so people will run. So good sign just catches you there, and you put you on track again. So, mashallah. Or you left out some ayats or something, and now Ramzan is finished. Now, when you're going to read your ayats, your Quran left you, left it incomplete. So, jazakallah, Mawlana. So, that Padri, he had built a masjid for the Muslims. While he was a Christian, he gave them the keys. And then they started fighting who's going to be president, secretary. He took the keys back. I didn't give it for fighting. I love your ibadah for you. For that ibadah, I had the masjid built and I gave you the keys. So he came Jamaat in Rhineland. And he told us three things I advise you never give it up. The one thing is your azan. He said, you don't realize the effect of it. But it has a tremendous effect on the Azhar, the words of Azhar. Second, he said, your namazes at railway stations, bus terminuses, and airports. And today, all of us are happy. Our airport, they gave us a separate room. We don't realize they hid our away into one room somewhere. When we should read in front of all, the discipline in namaz, one imam, Allah, wallah, our namaz is much more than military training. And what discipline in namaz, eh? What your namaz, so much so, if the imam makes a mistake, you follow him in the mistake. If he makes extra zakat, you follow him. Then when you sit there, somewhere, you will make so much discipline, one Allah Akbar, and the whole community. And imam normally is playing a small setup. The rich man at the back also have to follow that imam. And no matter what it is, but you follow that imam. What discipline Allah has given us. So when we see this, it has a tremendous effect. And wallah, ruku, sajda, we don't hear. And when you pick up your hand for dua, today how many people say don't pick up your hands? This hand, picking up the hands, has got a tremendous, that who this person is begging from. And from who is he taking? Is taking how he has put in front of Allah. So this is a tremendous effect namaz has. The third thing he said was clothes. This Islamic clothes of ours. He said, you don't understand. I didn't want to go away more in detail, but when I just came back from studies from Durban, I didn't want to keep a maid in the house. And family, you have to consider them also. So those days, washing machines were not so common by our people. So I said, I'll buy her a washing machine. Though it was expensive, and I wanted to buy the best also. Then, paint off slowly, whatever. So anyway, I went on a Friday morning to a shop. And I didn't bath stuff, and I didn't change my clothes. Juma, after you bath and you change your clothes, you look like a new sixpence. Giant sixpence. You put your heater, everything, how you look. So anyway, nothing. I was still like, clean like that. And I went to the shop and there were two white ladies, church ladies, and elderly. And when I went in, truly, they were making the bath around me. And they were saying, clothes. They also believe Islam is not dressed. And Christians got a lot of love for deen and for Allah. They are on the wrong, just they have to be directed to the right way. Otherwise they have got every human is imbued with the love of Allah. Your creator, every child loves his mother. She just gave birth to you. Allah is the one who made you. By nature, a person loves Allah. He just has to be shown the right way. So they were so amazed and they were doing one for themselves. And I don't know if I should bath and go or should I finish. But all ladies, very old. So anyway, we don't understand the story. I tell my friends sometimes, go with your wife even for a holiday to make for Middle East countries, Arab countries. And just walk around as a tourist. You're maintaining your dressing. Let your wife maintain, as a tourist, they won't interfere with you. Then this is a great dawah of Islam. This clothes of ours is a great dawah of Islam.
So may Allah humble the masses, may Allah let us maintain our Ramadan Muslim. Then the next preparation of Ramadan, is Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. What a deen Allah has given us. Zubaan ishq jab bolti hai, to dar-e raaz shariat kholti hai jab zubaan ishq bolti hai. The secrets of shariat open when the tongue of the love of Allah speaks. Shirat nahwa hayrate us zubaan se jo bayan karti hai aankhon ko khas. The brains, intelligent people are shocked at the tongue that speaks with the love of Allah. لوگ تعبیر کرتی ہے معانی محبت کہتی ہے دل کی کہانی لینگویجز اینڈ ڈکشنریز ٹیل یو دی میننگز آف ورڈز لو مینز دس بٹ وین یو ہیو لو ان یور ہارٹ دین دیٹ از اے ڈفرنٹ واٹ اے لائک دیٹ از ا پرسن ہو از بین بلیسڈ ود لو اینڈ لو ول کم ان اور نیک اور میریجز وین وی ڈو اکارڈنگ ٹو کرسچن اینڈ لو ول کم ان اور میریجز وین وی کنٹرول اور لائفز. Otherwise, unfortunately, sadly, most of us, there isn't love in the house. And we're just living together, passing our time. And we just have to now stay together. But our family and the couple that have got love for one another, they are in Jannah neighbors. Their Jannah will come, not only their Jannah. And this will happen if we control our eyes. Allah will make your wife look not like Miss World. What is Miss World? She's an apart, she's totally different. More than Miss Who it means. But the whole, more beautiful than that your wife will be. And the qualities of Who will mean Allah will put in your life. So how won't you enjoy that? And this all depends, 99%, it's not the fault of the woman. 99%, it is us not controlling our eyes. When we are looking around, the first azab which is in this dunya is love between husband and wife is taken out. Now you don't enjoy your life with one. You're just living as a, she has to work for you, cook food, clean your house. You have to maintain her, but there isn't enough. Love won't come. So anyway, so the tongue of muhabbat when it speaks, then you'll understand sharia. So see, Allah gave us on a daily basis of waqeen, which is after our Maghrib namaz. Maghrib, 3 rakats for us, through Sunnah al-Mu'akkada, Maghrib is not. And Awwabin namaz is between 6 and 20 rakats. Between 6 and 20. And unfortunately also, almost those who do get tawfiq of making Awwabin tahajjud, we are all stuck at the minimum. Sometimes do the maximum also. Once in a life, make 20 rakats. And who of us, if we manage 6, mashallah, that is a great achievement. The hajjah true Allah for us. Sometimes make 8 also. And it's not difficult. So anyway, Awwabin Allah gave us every night. Between 6 and 20 rakats. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, man salla sitta rak'atin ba'd al-maktuba, ba'd al-maghrib. A person who makes 6 rakats after the prayers of maghrib. That is his prayer. So true Sunnati Muhakkada, our Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi explained, the whole Ummah does. True Nafil is also the whole Ummah. To make it 6, you just have to add 2 more. And it will be your 6. To read 2 rakats of Nafil, how long will it take us? You are in the Masjid and I am at the Namaz. Women are on the Musalla and I am at the Namaz to make 2 more. Just make 6 after Maghrib. True Sunnati Muhakkada, we are making. That will be also counted here. 2 nafils we are making, just another 2 nafils. And 6 will be. So a person who makes the 6 of them. Awwabin is another name for Tawwabin. That is those who make a lot of tawbah. Lot of tawbah. And Allah says in the Quran, Inna Allaha yuhibbul tawwabin. Allah loves those people who make a lot of tawbah. So by adding the 2 rakats and making it 6 after our fellows, you are counted amongst those who make a lot of tawbah. It is narrated, أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الدَّمْ فَمَنْ لَا أَمْنَ لَهُ. A person who makes tawbah of his guna, not of tawbah, just tawbah. It's like a person who goes, no, you are clean. أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الدَّمْ حَبِيبُ اللَّهُ. أَتَّائِبُ حَبِيبُ اللَّهُ. A person who makes tawbah is the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Awwamin is also from Allah, which means the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. So you will be counted amongst the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And Awwamin, another name for it, is Tawwamin also. Just like we say, Bakka, Bakka. Bombay, Bombay. These words are used like that. So Tawwamin is that namaz. And the virtues of Awwamin, a person who makes Awwamin the 6 rakats. All we are making, almost all of us. We just have to add 2. So just for adding 2 more, we will get the reward of 12 years of ibadah. For us to understand that, you're a worker by your boss, you knock off at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, the boss said, "This small job, if you'll do it for me, a customer came, or just put my bag in the car, 2 minutes extra. 3 minutes extra. I'll give you 12 years' wages." If his wages is 10,000 a month, it works to, I think, 1,440,000 rand for one night. And 10 years' wages, which boss will ever? You die if you say that. Then I'll give you 12 years. And then he said, and every night, just make it 2 rakats more. Every night, not only one night, and I will give you every night 12 years' wages. And 12 years if added salah, how can we deprive ourselves? Just 2 more rakats. It comes in hadith, a person who makes awwamin is like a person that if his sins are equal to all the foam of all the oceans of the world, how the foams, we can't imagine. So for us to understand, a person has got debts on him equal to all the foam of all the oceans of the world. And let's say, just make that 2 rakats, but just do this job for 2 minutes. 3 minutes, all right? Just do this job and I'll write off your debt. If you are owing somebody so much, like if the amount you're owing him is equal to all the foam of all the world, of all the oceans of the world, he said, just do this job, 2-3 minute job, and 2 rakats namaz, what have you promised? And your debts of all that amount, Allah will write it off. So when Allah made it a system, a person, when he works in the day, in a factory, on the farm, why do you have to shop anything? It's a habit of people when we come home, shower, wear clean clothes. Especially for children, mothers, wash them, bath them, put on their pajamas, then they want them also, don't become dirty again. Yeah, I gave you a bath, I put on your pajamas, don't become dirty again. So in the same way, Allah Maghrib time, the whole day's work is finished. So Allah saying, how take a spiritual path. Come clean. And after you are clean, don't become dirty. Don't wait sit in front of the TV now. Don't even open up the internet and porn sites and all filth and dirt now. I gave you your path, spiritual path, you are clean now. Now don't wait become dirty again. So every night I'm like it. And if you pass away at night, all your gunas are marked. One dua also, make inshallah, that Allah forgive all my goodness. And not only forgive, Allah is that great being, that He changes your bad deeds into good deeds. That, oh Allah, that there be not one bad deed in my account. Now, and especially at the time of Noah. One guna can be like in the fuel pipe. If there's a blockage, your car is going to jerk, stops, it's dead. Gunas can cause a blockage at the time of mort for kalimah to come on. So make dua, Ya Allah, particularly at the time of mort, let there be not one guna in my hamara. Then you are a VIP, you're going flying through where? To Jannah to your house. And in Jannatul Firdaws, Hadiratul Quds, Allah will give you a place. So make dua, Allah forgive, please, all my gunas forgive. And let there be not one guna in my nama. And especially at the time of mort, let there be not a single guna, not a small guna. A small guna can also cause a blockage. That there must be no blockage whatsoever. So make that dua also. So the person, you get pure every night. Your mort comes, all your gunas, Allah gave us a spiritual power. Then Allah says, Ramzan is coming. Now what a great month. If a person is getting married, tomorrow, 11 o'clock, many times they still come to the street. He's getting married, 11 o'clock. And he comes here, he's a motor mechanic. He was working on a car. Grease and oil on his body.
And when they're over or all dirty, he comes here and he will say, I'm getting married. And they chase him away. Ramzan is coming. Our marriage with Allah. Our marriage with Quran. Our marriage with our other and after. And we're coming with all the grease and the oil and the smell of all our gunas of the whole year. And we have to go in Ramzan. How about Ramzan itself? Ramzan comes to your house, if a guest comes to your house, and he's got some self-respect, izzat and nafs. And when he comes there, you can't find the key to open the door. Now you are running this side, that's not open. Finally they manage to open, or he asks you to come from the bedroom, or he asks you to jump through a window. And this is the room, and the room is in a mess. Then will you want to stay there? Then you get angry in fact, or you'll make an excuse. No, I'm sorry, I'd rather go somewhere else. I can't stay here. Ramzan, such a guest is coming to us, we can't imagine. We can never be a guest like the guest of Ramadan. And it's visiting us. And if we are dirty like this, will your guest come to stay when you are dirty and you are filthy and that? So Allah is great, mercy, extra special. He gave us 15 inshallah. Shalallah. The night of purification, the night of removing our sins. You are now getting, your namazes came in order. You did all your duties towards me. Now get pure and now go into Ramadan. So this is the great night Allah has given us. It's a night when Allah from Maghrib time comes to the nether lowest time. It means the closeness of Allah. Al-Mi Mustafirin, the first thing. Is there anyone who wants Maghrib? This is a night where Allah appreciates it. It's a night to change your taqdeer. On this night, help me Mustazakim, help me Fulan, help me Fulan. What you want? You want this? Allah is asking us. Then what you want? You want to change your taqdeer. Your life is a bad life, full of sin. It's a night to ask Allah. You got debts on you. It's a night to ask Allah. You got health problems. You got domestic problems. This is the night Allah has given us. And rosy Allah. And mainly it is the night of purification. The night of cleanliness. To cleanse ourselves. Because a great and auspicious month is coming. This is what is Islam in the Sawwaf. And the Sawwaf is not some funny thing that there are various this preparation for this, and Allah, Maulana Imam Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that spend your life like Ramzan, your mort will come like Eid. If we spend our Ramadan properly, how Eid may come. Now all the biryani on that day, chicken on that day, everything you are. Your Ramzan, you kept your rosas properly, now it's Eid that you enjoy. And the real those people who spend their Ramadan properly, spiritually, their deed is meeting with Allah. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. A person who feared Allah, the position, honorable position of Allah, two jannats. Allama Alusi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, in Ruh al-Ma'ani, gave 10 tafsirs of what the two jannats are. The last of three is it which he likes the best. Jannatul fi dunya. One jannat is for here in dunya also. Where hudur in mawla. Just to think of your mawla, of Allah. And jannatul fi dunya. One jannat in the akhirah. Where you are in mawla. When you are meeting Allah. For us to understand, when a boy gets married to his wife, and before the marriage, engagement or whatever, or is fixed now getting married, now he's thinking of a holiday. For example, if her name is Fatima, now he won't just say Fatima, he'll go to Parisa and he'll say the Ta, Makhraj, I must say. And what are the Sifat of the Ta also? All the Guru Sifat also. And he wants to pronounce, and anyone uses it in a different way, that's correct. How can you say that? And how many Dohat of Fatima, Fatim, Fakri, Fatu, and whatever. That's correct. How can you say that? You must say Fatima. And he says it, and at night he can't fall asleep. What Tarannum, Jiun, Fatima. He's angry. He's not many, but he's just thinking of Fatima all the time. There's a different story after marriage and after 6 weeks, 6 months, he finds that cats and dogs, the poor Fatima. But at the moment he's panting, just taking her name. So I ask you, who is the creator of millions of Fatimas, millions of Khadijas and Aishas, and who is the creator of love, and who is the creator of the place of love, the heart, if you get his love. And if we learn what Mufti Sahib said, if we learn how to take the name of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, say some people don't like make zikr. Most of us don't make. Even our murids and khalifas also, we don't make zikr regularly. But if we do make, he says they still don't receive, get their objective, because they're not punctual with zikr, one thing, the other, no ashiqana and walihana. For example, your wife's name is Fatima, and you want to make love with her. You read in some book, you must repeat her name so many times. And now you start with Fatima, 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 Fatima. Just give me one slap. And one time you tell her, Fatima, what is it? So Allah also, Allah, Allah. And we make it Allah, 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 Allah. Then we make zikr, la ilaha, and we fall asleep. After we get up again, la ilaha, we fall asleep. 5 minutes, we finish our zikr. What we did? There's no Allah. There's no Allah. Is that zikr? We didn't say illallah. We only, la ilaha, there's no Allah. And we say, I need zikr. Whole life you can make that kind of zikr. What you're going to get into? Learn how to make zikr. Allah Akbar. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sabah Zubra, Rahmatullah. What a great huzur. And he was man working in the British government. But just see contact with Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani, such a huzur that when he was present, Mufti Shafi Sahib didn't speak. Maulana Prabhu Hashab don't speak. Maulana Abdul Ghani don't speak. Khaja Sahib speaks. Such a huzur kanda. So anyway, he asked Maulana Thani Rahmatullah that when Sikha would do anything, Sikha, Zakir Kum, was cool that Kum Jaya. Zikr does all your work for you. Zikr, the kulli shayin bi'adam. For everything there is a cleanser and a purifier and a shiner. And the cleanser of the heart, purifier of the heart, zikr will do everything. Then why do you need a chef? You need a chef. Everyone can make zikr on his own. Why you need a chef? So what the Hakim Muhammad was Hakim Muhammad? He said, Khaja Sahib, the bread is on the table. And the knife is there. What's going to cut the bread? The knife. But will the knife get up itself and cut it? That knife will have to be in somebody's hand. So the zikr will do the work. Zikr is the knife. But it has to be given by, supervised by the chef. That is when it will have your chef. And learn from your chef how to make zikr. And it's so sad. Everywhere, alhamdulillah, Allah's wisdom, we have a complete session on how to make zikr. And we explain it, the muraqabas we have to make, the outward portions of our closed sati system, not right. How to make zikr. And for how many years, and still not making zikr right. How can they become? And they are supposed to be teaching other people zikr. But our own zikr is not right stuff. How is that? How are other people going to benefit? So we have to learn how to make zikr properly. Then see, wallah, one session of zikr. About 10 minutes, the zikr which Allah has taught us. And it will take you from zero to 100. It will take you from first to ash. Hey, what zikr? The power of zikr. So we have to learn how to make zikr. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this 15 Shaaban to purify. And in the purification there are so many ayahs of the Quran Sharif. Briefly in this ayah which I have recited today, Allah says, وَعَفُ عَنَّا. Forgive us. That will be the common translation. Many ulama are saying, وَعَفُ عَنَّا. Forgive us. But Allah Ma'ala Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, what they tafsir in me. Umhu adhar dhunubina. See, whenever a person commits a guna, any good deed of it, there are four proofs of that. The first is with the parts of the body that you did that guna or good deed. It is recorded in those parts of the body, your hands, your eyes. Whatever your eyes are seeing, there it's being recorded. Today, you have a camera, CCTV, records everything. But how many things are left out? Camera didn't work, power failure, whatever there may be. But the camera of Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, and how Allah's camera works. We were in the UK one day, and he told us this happened to one Sikh. He was driving his car, he went through the green light, traffic light, and the camera flashed on. So he said, stop. I mean, they didn't go through the red light. So he came around and he went second time again. Again, he flashed, he was convinced it's fault. So he put one, two witnesses, because now he also the demerit points for the license and that. Then from long already, you lose your license also, you have to pay heavy fines also. Yeah, the camera is faulty, it's a good chance to sue the traffic department. So he went the third time again, in quick succession. And he now he thought he'd make a lawyer and sue the traffic department, but they're very efficient. The fine came very soon also, but not for going through the green light, for not getting seen. So our eyes are on one thing, Allah's eyes are on everything. I'm making the hajjur also, but my problems are below my income. I'm making the hajjur, my prayer is not sunnah, prayer properly. And with regard to the prayer, Maulana Chanvi Rahmatullahi says, a person who shaves his beard, he knows I'm going to go, I haven't got a beard, but a person who's got a beard, and it is one rice grain, less than how much it actually should be, the guna is the same. It's like he didn't keep a beard. And many, many of us, learned people also, and by the barakat of our Shaykh, alhamdulillah, how many people correct, yeah, we go down a bit too much. The beard, it's from in Arabic, lahya. Lahya is the lower jaw. Where the lower jaw is, that is where the hair should be. In Urdu, Gujarati, dhari. Dhari is from the lower jaw. So all that. And the easy way, where the lips meet to the front of the, sideburn. To the front of the sideburn, and where the lips meet, all that. Some of us go down here commonly. And so your beard is not according to sunnah. And I think I'm making the hajj every year, umrah, every year hajj, but Allah's camera is on your beard also. I'm doing everything so well, my business dealings are not right. I'm doing everything so well, but my family, my salat is rotten. I'm terrible, how are my language at home with my family, etc. And so Allah's camera is on everything, so we must watch. So anyway, whenever we commit a guna, there are four witnesses. The first is the part of the form. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلِيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَةٌ وَأَيْدِينَ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And the part of the body will speak on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah will put a seal and say every part. And it comes in the hadith, the first part to speak is your right thigh. Your right thigh will speak, and what it did, with who it associated, it will speak. The person will tell the parts of the body, why have you done state with us? You went against us, we did all for your pleasure, looking at that woman, touching her, rocking with her, kissing her, all that we did for your pleasure, and you done state with us, you going against us? They say, we got no choice, Allah has told us to speak, he who makes whatever he wants to speak, he makes it speak. So it is all in his hand. So there was so the first witness. Second witness, whichever place your person commits a guna, then count, it is recorded. Today, not difficult. If the police want to check you where you were, they see where you used your credit card. It shows like a second where you used it, which part of the world you used your credit card. You are under surveillance all the time. What is dunya surveillance? Allah's surveillance. Every part of the crown will speak and will say, this person at this specific time, he did this, he did that. So wherever we are, and which is written in the hadith, wherever we make a guna, Allah says, follow it up with a good deed. Wherever, then a good record will also come. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah is written, sometimes read your zikr on your fingers also. With our hands we make guna, there is at least the fingers will give proof that you read Allah's, you took Allah's name also. The third is, whenever we commit guna, the Aman Qadibin are there. And they are recording everything. And how they record, one person made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, let me see, I can't understand, he knows this. Today it's not so difficult to understand with CCTV, video, everything is recorded. But those days when there wasn't no camera or anything, so they accepted his dua, he saw Jalal Qadimin writing, So he says, Assalamu alaikum. They didn't reply. They wrote down Assalamu alaikum. He said, you don't reply? They can say anything. You don't reply. You write down everything. They wrote it down. You write down everything. Everything of us is important. And one great benefit when we make salam, I don't go into detail, but one of the three great benefits when we make salam, make niyat of kiram and katibi. We don't make niyat. We don't look on your shoe, we don't look on the shoulders. We look in front, who came today for better? Who didn't come yet today? Now look on your shoulders and visualize your seeing kiram and katibi. By that, your gunas were, like when we're traveling, we see a car there, horse. Traffic, speeds. They are traffic there. Immediately, you will slam down on your brakes because you want a ticket. So when you see Kiram and Katibin 5 times a day, not only 5 times, every Namaz Salah, you are seeing Allah's officers are standing there. And they are writing everything. Or you will slam down. You will give up your gunas easily and quickly when we do it with their conviction. So one great thing. So anyway, Kiram and Katibin, third witness of all the sins that we commit. The fourth witness, Dhamai Ama. And what an accounting system Allah has got. We write our cash book, we post to the ledger, we post to the journal, we take out the trial balance, we take out the balance sheet, we see everything is balancing, all the transactions, something is not right, check it there, we got our references. Everything that where we committed our guna, the parts of the body, it's reported into Dhamai Ama. And then the crown reported there. And then the Kiram and Katibin. Then it is checked. Are all the reports correct? Coinciding everything, every expense is right. That every place the expenses is the same. It is right. Yes, it's right. It's recorded in Naman. All that. When we say, Wa'afu Anna, we are saying, oh Allah, all. And Allah has taught us. That you tell me Wa'afu Anna. In other words, you tell, because I want to do it, that I just want you to say it to us. That you just tell me wa'afu anna, and I, all four registers, I will destroy the fight. Not from the high court, not from the world court in the Hague, from my court, and I won't even tell the malaria. I myself, that even the farishtas, their son is not ready. That they say, you know what, your fight, I destroy it. Allah don't want to keep their son also. Allah said, I myself, I will destroy your fight. And when Allah has destroyed it, no questioning on the day of the seed, make Toba. We all know what we know our Buddha. But make Toba on the day of Qiyamah, we won't be asked of that. Unless everything what we didn't make Toba, you will do. So Toba is a great, great ibadah. Make it regular. Allah will destroy all the fans. So now you are finished. Then waqfir lana. Now what's the meaning? Ask Maulana Sahib. As the Arab great, the person who knows Arabic language so great, when waqfu anna, you are completely forgiven. Now what's the meaning of waqfu lana? What are we going to make? Your waqfu lana forgiven? Look at the ulama. Eh? Allah make us slaves of our ulama. And Allah make us to follow in their way, and not think that we are to be great ulama ourselves, and we can do things how we want to. Look at Allama al-Muslim Ahmadullah. And this is all the teaching of our Shaykh. وَاخْفِرْ لَنَا بِالسِّتْرِ الْقَبِيرِ وَإِزْحَارِ الْجَمِيرِ. Now when we say that, oh Allah, forgive us, second that, to our father, who finds us to stop. Now, oh Allah, بِالسِّتْرِ الْقَبِيرِ, all our evil deeds by you, deep in the ground, nobody must know about it. وَإِزْحَارِ الْجَمِيرِ. And whatever good, you make it known to people. Allah, it's not a nice thing, but of necessity, we will go this great, great awliya. Right? Also one very good saint, every saint has got a history. Today is a big buzzer, but he's got a history behind him, what he was. And every sinner has got a future. Don't condemn that sinner. He's got a bright future also. Just make over. So don't think that today I'm a big saint or saying yes, Mufti Sahib going and saying all that. Don't you think, oh, I'm somebody else. Don't forget your history. You know your history. You also in high school. You also in college. You also were young. You also know what you did. Don't forget your history. You've got a history. And every sinner has got a future also. And a bright future also. So now, like Hosea Ibn Eliezer. What a great Uzur. Today we take his name with so much of his name. But before that, he was a highway robber. Before that, he was addicted to his bottle.
And when he was on one occasion, when they waylaid the whole caravan, and all his men came charged and robbing the people, just tearing off the earrings from the ears of the woman. And what did what? One young boy there. And تَخْشَعْ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. What has it done? Not yet come for the people who believe he was a Muslim before that also. Hasn't the child come that they enhance math for Allah's remembrance and they turn to Allah? They change this whole thing. So this way Allah, مَالِكْ إِبْنِ دِنَا رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. A regular alcoholic. And don't be fooled that all these alcoholics can't get shifa and drug addicts. Choose the right way. Their ways are to make you dependent on them. You go to rehab, you spend 15, 20, 30,000 rand, 3 months you get there. They know how to tune you. Fine tuning, you must come back all the time. You must grease their pockets and service them all the time. Send them in Jamaat, send them a Allah wala. And let them do their course. Wallah, that person who was a hardcore drug addict, you will get saved. There is all this depression story and all that. Turn to Allah. The remedy, Islam has been complete. It's not now in this century now they found some medicine, diseases which are not curable. It is particularly and decency. Don't be like I explained last night. A friend of us was a diabetic. And they were treating him in hospital. And his insulin, everything, controlling his diet, but his sugar levels is going higher. Until the nurse found chocolate wrappers on his pillow. So if we doing that, forget you will get shifa. Be sincere, you work it. So Malik ibn Dinar, he was alcoholic all the time with his bottle, with his glass and bottle. So we saw his 2-year-old child passed away. He was very sad. And the child was such that he loved the child greatly. And the child loved the father. Whenever he wanted to drink, the child would come and throw the glass down, break, and throw the bottle down. Because he had so much, otherwise alcoholic, you take his vinegar from his beer, you get mad at you, kill him. But he loved the child, he wished to allow him. She died a little, it was a girl, she died. At night he sees him a dream. And he sees before that he's still alive. And what glamour, chaos. You don't know where to go, what to do. We don't get pictures of reality in our mind. Then we will prepare for after. We haven't got that. We think it's just all going well and everything. Okay? So he's chaos and he's going. And a huge snake is after him. And he's an old man, he can't. So he's perplexed, worried. Then he met a young person, beautiful, handsome, old man, handsome, an old man. And don't think you can't be handsome when you're old. Otherwise, most of us, we look like dry beaches when we get old. A great beloved of Quran, obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and in your old age. And I don't go into that whole chapter, but people, our Shaykh Anis Mahfuz Khuddin, my ustad was in America, he came for the conference, 1975. I told his friend, see how handsome he is. And when he was our ustad, he was 25. Can you imagine what he looked at 25? Barakat of Quran, Sharif, and barakat of me. So anyway, he sees this old man, handsome man, but very weak. He said, please help me. Stay still. The old man told him, I'm sorry, I can't help you. See what's happening. He goes that side. And smoke and the fire of Jahannam, the smoke and the veil, frightened, and more worse now. He turns around and runs, the snake is behind him. He meets that old man, he says, please help me, I'm in a desperate situation. He says, go to the amanats of the Muslims are left here. Perhaps you've got something now. He goes to beautiful chambers, and all the little children of the Muslims who passed away are there. He sees their daughter of his coming out. And in the dream she's telling him, أَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. As the child not yet come for the believing man that they make over, change their life. In the dream he changes his life. And Malik ibn Dinar is our silsila also. And he has changed the lives of millions and billions of people. So this is what Allah basically in Tabi'ah. Allah hides away. Of necessity we have to speak this. Unless nobody knows. Great Kusur, whoever we see. But Allah is very good. What is Hari Jameel? You don't have to make wrong your good. Allah will make you wrong. Those three people who in the cave, their ikhlas,
they got saved. But they didn't return the world, otherwise the Ikhlas should be gone. Allah put it in Bukhari. Allah put it east to west in the world, Bukhari said the student have to leave. And they must know that there are people who are right there in the jungle, how Allah saved them. Allah will make your good deeds known. You don't try and make your good deeds known. You hide your good deeds, all your things you hide. Allah will be when Allah wants you. So this is what Firmana, basically, Padir, for his heart. Allah will make you. Everyone will forget. Your friends also, you were together in high school, and you know how naughty you were. But today they say, oh, Muslim, they also come. We stretch out the hands. Hazrat. But they know that, but Allah hid it away now. Forget all that fast now. Our Shaykh, Jazakumullah khair. See, that is one reason why Allah made photography haram also. Otherwise today you are a big Shaykh. And now your old friend comes and shows your photo. See, when you were young, what you were doing, or who you were. How you were standing, who you were. So Allah didn't want your evil deeds to be publicized. So Allah Ta'ala made that also photography, also Allah made it haram. So waqfir lana, our gunas are forgiven. Allah pariq our evil deeds. Allah made us like big buzurgs in the eyes of everyone. Warhamna, and have mercy on us, O Allah. What is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Ey tafaddal alayna. Tafaddal. I don't know again, is there any who use the word Bansela? Free of charge, Bansela. Like little children, they went by, should do some shopping for their mother, then they ask the shopkeeper Bansela, something for that. So that is Fadal of Allah. That you don't deserve it. Allah is so kareem. Alladhi yubti biduni istihqaq. Who gave us two eyes, who gave us brain, and we don't deserve it. We didn't ask Allah to give us. He gave us more than what we can hope for. Allah hasn't got fear that my storage will get empty. My storage will get empty. I can't give everyone. Allah just gives and gives. That is the fazl of Allah. Allah's fazl is. Like, for example, when we make sikr, that says, at the end, Allah says, not enough, boom, walk, go and see your house also, see your pure shop. But go in such a way, mahfoor Allah. And not only forgiven, sikr, but this, oh, Mubarak, but tell your sayyidi atikum hasana. I myself have changed all your bad deeds into good deeds. The Farishta see this, he said, Allah, but that person didn't come for sikr. He got a problem, health problems, he got a financial problem. Allah says, Qawmun la yastatihim jaleesu. And as Mufti Sahib Jazakumullah Khair explained, that these are the Ahlullah, whoever just looks at them with Muhammad. Yak zamana wa sohbati awliya. That little line, even you just saw it, Allah, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi zirka, one person, tada, kaw, gunega, no good deeds, only gunas. So Allah Ta'ala told the Malaika, see any good deed? No, not even anywhere. There is not a sign of a good deed. And did he have an alim as a friend? No, alim was away. His friendship was all other places. Then did he ever sit in an alim's bayan? No. Did he ever see an alim? No. Did an alim ever look at him? No. Where was his life all the day? Did he have a friend who was a friend of an alim? Yeah, that there was. That give us the understanding to keep company of ulama al-haq, ulama al-rabbaniyin, keep just seeing them, just sitting with them. Allah Akbar, what great rewards they are in that also. So Allah Ta'ala, the football arena, your person. So Allah Ta'ala is such that that person, even he's working deep. If you gave a job to five laborers, did the strength here or something. One person was standing with them and talking with them all the time, distracting them, not letting them do their work. And giving them cell phone, talk with this one, talk. Now, your time, you bring them, and he's distracting them. 5 o'clock came, you had to bring them. 80 rand, 100 rand, whatever it was for the day you fixed. When they come, he's also standing in the line. And he said, boss, I also was working. But you know, he was distracting them. Who were looking at him? You give one kick. But Allah is that king of it. You also, Allahu Akbar. One person was a kafir jew. Used to steal kafir. So,
the time of one great Buzhuk. So the Buzhuk told him, see, I know you are Kapanchu. When I die, you don't sleep like that. So many times he took promise. But the Buzhuk said, hey, down, no, this is that big. So he gave him the money also. How much he had to send that Kapan? He has the money before that. So the Buzhuk died. And then one day he did 2 days, my hands are itching. It's his job. Until he doesn't do his job, his hands are itching. So he went down, he tied the cover, and when he put his hand in to steal the cover, the Buzhuk caught his hand. And now when he caught his hand, somebody saw him in a dream. He said, Chanda. You see, you cover to me. When Buzhuk caught my hand, where Buzhuk is, I'm there. I'm there working in Chanda. So this is a company. So Allah Ta'ala, anyway, this is the principle of Allah. That kafan jur buzur. What the status of the buzur? He is dead. And so kind is Allah Ta'ala. So the tafawwal alayna. The tafawwal and say, we don't deserve. We're not in you. We're not fit for you either. We're in you. If unonil Allah, Allah, the nemet of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, the enjoyment, unon, all types is the plural in the Arabic. Types of enjoyments, oh Allah, you just bless us. This is when we sing, Warhamna. Because why started with a sing song, Waqwana Wafilana Warhamna Anta Mawlana. They can all sing song, we don't know what is the reality. Get the reality and see what is our thing. So, you all types of habits, not shower, you pour them down upon us. Glory. Ma'a istighfatina bi afaninil. Though we are worthy, istighfarina, kafanin in Arabic, there is singular, there is dual, there is plural, and there is mundahajur, the big plural. Not only plural, the bad aspect. If we know in Allah, there is the afanin, though we are to be punished for unlimited types of punishment. We have to be paralyzed. We have to be blind. We have to be, our backs have to be broken. Our brains have to be made gone and burned. We become bad people. All our gunas that we have committed, each one of us sitting, nobody acts like a buzhuk. We know what gunas we have done. Our heart on filthy thoughts, that heart not one after that, not five arteries blocked, we should have been said, in spite of all that, you bless us. With all types of your one. Then now, Allahu Akbar, Allama Halusi, our Shaykh Rahmatullahi Prophet. All those according to this ulama will appreciate. In wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna, the zamir is hidden, the pronoun is hidden, not you forgive us. It is all hidden. Like you tell somebody, you come here. And when you said come here, you didn't use the pronoun. The pronoun, you meaning it. Come here, you come here. But in wa'afu anna, you don't say anta ta'afu anna. Will you forgive us? Wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. Now you became pure of guna. Now you use the pronoun and you speak to Allah directly. Anta Mawla. Now you are in darkness, you are in dirt and you are full. You were drowned in all filth and dirt. How could you speak to Allah? But Allah showed us, make a phone call. You can't come in my office, you are too filthy. Now you did all the arrangements are made, forgiveness. Now I come to you personally and I'm meeting you under Allah. Now direct meeting. And a person who has got little idea of this, he will enjoy under Allah. That you are personally telling Allah. Allah is telling us to say that, and who is Mawlana? Anta waliyu umurina. You in charge of all our matters. Anta sayyiduna. You are our master. You, everything is in your hands. We were, the son that ran away from home. He ran up, his credit cards were all three accounts. All accounts, the father's hand on the accounts. Father said, oh, what big statements are coming. Then all that, what and what he has done, and gangsters are after him. The mafia is after him. He's owing people money, everything. But now he has asked for forgiveness. And which father will forgive? How Allah can, how Allah forgives. Now Allah says, now you come to me, no problem. All your accounts are separate. All those people who want to kill you, I'll hand them all to you. You are now free under Allah. And then comes from the soul of the Allah, now you help us on the non-believers. We want our birth and dirt, where are we going to get first purified? Allah has given us of Shaban to purify. Friday or Saturday. And then go into Ramadan and then see what is Ramadan. Now your eyes are clean. When you fix up your eyes, now he sees me as something that is giving me dua. When your eyes are dirty, we want him to fix up. If his eyes were dirty, we should say, well, this thing, this king here, what he wants here. But your eyes are clean. Now when your eyes, when you become clean, and you're in the court of Allah, see what you want. Allah gave us for King Shaban. Allah gave us Tawwabin to purify ourselves. How kind is God? And Allah knows we are going to commit sin. So He gives us every night Tawwabin. Every year He gives us for King Shaban to purify ourselves. Now going to Ramadan and see the barakah and the anwara. If your eyes, you can't see, you blind, how are you going to see Ramadan? If you are dirty and filthy, how will Ramadan come to your house? Cleanse ourselves. So this is preparation. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban bi'illah kibasqa. And this is what is called Islah. And Islah is getting out of this world. No karamas, you see colors. Some people want to see some green color and some this color. Or nothing to smell. This kind of smell I get every time. And when I go to home, I smell, I get this smell. When I go in my room, that's no God of the soul. How he purified the soul. And Allah reward our Shaykh, how he has made pure the soul. Not all zikr all the time. And all the tahajjud. And in the morning, no better from your sister-in-law. All sitting together, laughing, joking. She asked him, I said, better your brain, just put extra. And then you're laughing at them, talking. And the whole nature of tahajjud and your zikr and all that. What is all that? The soul, is ma'amul ma'alumat. What you have learned and what you know, practice on it. Amal ko, aim ko, amal me convert ko. That is all what the soul is, to bring that reality. May Allah bless us with this reality and bless us with the barakah of Rajab, Sha'ban, and then see what is Ramadan. For that, see for namaz, about 2 hours, what have we done? In the 1.5 hour slot. And Anwar al-Salah, which is being taught, Maulana Shaka, Maulana Hussein, does a very good job every year. And for people from around the world, ulama, in Darul Uloom have put this kitab. It's not our kitab, kitab al-Shah, Ahmad Shaheed, rahmatullah. Very small kitab, 5 anwars of namaz. But this is where the explanation more in detail. It's telling the whole man. And at least once in your lifetime, learn practical namaz from somebody. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Not kama karatu fil kitab. Kayfa usalli. No, how you saw me, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But so, from the wise of Anbiya, learn practical namaz from them. That is what is required. So, try and spend one chinna, if not 1 month, otherwise stand there, squint, whatever you can, try and spend time. And those who make their namaz, they found what namaz is. And then again, further on, all the other programs and see what Ramzan. Otherwise, Ramzans are coming and going, and we are not getting the benefit. May Allah to Allah make it, and we all pray for Ramzan.
Allah khairan bi hazrat for the inspiration to talk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reality, give us a good week of making Amal, inshaAllah. And now we'll call Baha'i Iman, Kadi Sahib, inshaAllah, is also the Khalifa of the Qadr, the Sahab, the Mita, the Amal, the Qadr, to give us some insight with regards to the Adam of sleeping, inshaAllah. As they had his mana explained with the importance of sunnah, the necessity of sunnah, the virtues of sunnah, and that this is the means of getting Jannah also, it is the means of getting closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well.
So then there will be aspect of our life. One aspect of our life is sleep. And a person normally passes approximately one third of his life in sleep. If our sleeping is according to Sunnah, if it is in accordance with the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one third of our life can pass in obedience to Allah. But as we may, all we have to do is do it in the correct manner with the correct intention. Like we spoke about eating, and we said that the basic intention of eating with regards to eating is to please Allah, to obey Allah's command, to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like that with regards to sleeping as well. We have been commanded in Islam that we must sleep, we must fulfill the rights of our body which is held upon us. So this is fulfilling the command of Allah. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept. There were those Sahaba who even said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his place. He is so great. Allah has given him such a high rank. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sleeps at night also, that is because he has such a high rank. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, some of them, felt that we will spend our entire life every night in ibadah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about this, he mentioned to the Hamzat of the Sahabi that I sleep as well and I need ibadah at night as well. So this is the sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am more taqwa than you and more knowledge than you. So in spite of having more taqwa and in spite of having more knowledge, still our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept. That is why sleeping also is the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make that intention. Make that intention through sleeping, that this sleeping will help me, it will recharge my body, rejuvenate my body. For the next day I will make Allah's ibadah. I will wake up, I will make ibadah in the morning, ready for tahajjud, fajr salah. My entire day I will pass in earning. That is also obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide for my family. And like this year, if a person has this intention of sleeping, a person came to Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Ghazwani rahimahullah, and he asked, there is one a famous quotation from Sahabi Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. He used to say that the sleep of the ulama, that is also ibadah. So the person said, I don't understand, it doesn't make sense to me. Why would sleep be ibadah? They are sleeping and they're getting the reward of ibadah. Of course, another man is taking the Hajjul Salah, and both of them are equal. So Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Ghazwani gave an example which can apply to each and every single one of us. He said, you get a carpenter, you call into your house. You want him to cut a door to size to be able to put into the frame. So while he is cutting the door, some instrument of his, some knife or saw, whatever it might be, goes nuts. So he gets a rock, or he gets some sharpener, and he starts sharpening. You are paying him according to minutes or according to the hours. If he works 2 hours, he will take so much, 3 hours so much. This time that he is using to sharpen that knife, is it included in the wages or not? Each and every person will understand, it is included in the wages. Why? He is sharpening his tools. And his tools is going to use to do that work. Like that when we sleep, when Alim sleeps, a person who has this intention of spreading the deen of Allah, protecting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sleeps, that sleep is with the intention of preparing himself to do more. Just like the sharpening of the knife is with the intention to do more. This man's sleep is also ibadah. And this each and every single person can apply to himself in our life. If we make our intention of our life to serve Allah, if we make the intention of our life to become men of akhirah, that our whole life, our direction of life is towards akhirah, then our sleep also will be included in ibadah. Some things we can do to improve the quality of our sleep. One is to sleep with tahara. In other words, to make wudu before sleeping or to sleep in the condition of wudu. So many virtues have been mentioned in the Hadith Sharif with regards to sleeping with wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that a person who makes wudu and sleeps, then an angel joins him in his bed, and throughout the night, whenever he tosses and turns, that angel makes dua of Allah, forgive the servant. A person, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, explained that a person who makes wudu before sleeping, when a person is sleeping, his soul leaves his body. It moves up into the sky. A person who has wudu, his soul goes up to the arsh of Allah and makes sajda throughout the night. A person can't perform the hajjul salah for the whole night, but he can get this virtue that his soul, his ruh, is making sajda for the arsh of Allah for the entire night. All he needs is wudu. Like that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, a person sleeps at night with wudu, he passes away that night, he passes away the shirk. A person sleeps with wudu and he remembers Allah before sleeping, as he mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. And that during the night he has to wake up at any time, and he has to make any dua to Allah with regards to his dunya or akhirat, Allah will definitely accept that dua. Just on sleeping wudu. Such a simple action, but so great reward, and so much he was acquiring in the present time in sleep. Before sleeping, it was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to always remember Allah. To make dhikr, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Many other du'as that we mentioned in the hadith. So this is something to remember. When a person is going to sleep, it has been mentioned in the hadith sharif, an angel and a shaitan rush to a person. As he is about to sleep, the angel tells him, end your inner goods. And the shaitan tells him, end your inner evil. If he remembers Allah, the angel joins him and the angel protects him for their time. And if he doesn't remember Allah, then the shaitan becomes happy and the angel moves him. When a person wakes up in the morning, again, the angel rushes to him and the shaitan rushes to him. If he remembers Allah, the angel says to him, start your day with good. And the shaitan says to him, start your day with evil. Now it depends, how does he want his day to go? Does he want it to go good or good? Every person has this choice before sleeping. We can end our day with good. A person who falls asleep in the remembrance of Allah, and he, throughout the night, he will get the reward of being in the remembrance of Allah. So all we have to do is give simple sunnah to recite these du'as. We have learned, many of us have learned in madrasa. There are many other du'as we can learn as well. So let us learn this here. A person should sleep. The sunnah method of sleeping, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep on his right hand side. He would put his right arm under his shin, under his cheek, and sleep in this manner. And in such a posture, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep, which is a very humble posture. A person should try to make sure when sleeping our feet are facing the qibla. Actually, we should try to make sure that our chest faces the qibla while sleeping. Like that, before sleeping, one very great sunnah which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah. On one occasion, Fatima radiallahu anha was finding difficulty in her household. This is the sunnah of a woman, that she has to look after the house, she has to take care of the affairs of the household, she has to clean the house, she has to prepare, cook for her husband, etc. So Fatima radiallahu anha, she would do this here, and she had this desire, she was finding it difficult. Ali radiallahu anha said to her, you can go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask for a slave. She went, she was feeling shy, she never managed to ask. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came that night to her house. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to her that he cannot give her anything. There are many more people who are much more worthy. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her an action which she could do that will give her the strength of 10 slaves. And what was this action? That before sleeping, she should recite what we know as Tasbih al-Fatimi 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. It might take 5 minutes, but inshallah the entire day, the following day, a person will have strength, a person will be able to do his work. So much so, we had heard regarding Ajib Ibadiyah rahimahullah, that he was very punctual at this practice. Somebody asked him on one occasion, you sleep very little at night, and the entire day you are doing work of deen, how do you manage? He said, this sunnah, I practice on this sunnah, ya Allah has given me great strength because of this sunnah. So this is something we can do as well. A person before sleeping who recites, ya ayyuhal kafirun. One very big problem which we normally have and every single person is scared of is the sickness of riya. That we do things for show, to show other people. This is something which is very dangerous, which destroys our actions. And many times a person doesn't even realize. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this in line of shirk. A person who recites riya in the kafirun before speaking, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given guarantee that this man is freed from any type of shirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to bring alive every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing we should remember also is that those who are sleeping here, try as far as possible that as soon as we are ready, we should go to sleep. Do not spend too much time in talking. Other people want to sleep. They wish to wake up for the Hajjul Salah. They wish to wake up early tomorrow morning. People will have a long day tomorrow. So as far as possible, try not to cause inconvenience to anyone. If any person can wake up with the Hajjul Salah tomorrow morning, this is a very, very great thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given many virtues regarding the Hajjul Salah. And if a person is unable to do that, then at least now at night, after the program is finished, let us make two rakat salah. This will inshallah be the Hajjul Salah for us, and it will give us the reward and the virtue of the Hajjul Salah. May Allah come and
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of practicing on the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one or two announcements, inshallah, that tomorrow, inshallah, before the final dua, those of brother's mission to come forward to take prayers on behalf of Hazrat, then you should come forward, inshallah. This is a great opportunity. Normally a person goes looking for the Shaykh. Yeah, out of Allah's mercy, the Hazrat has come to our town. And he has come right over here. So this is an opportunity, inshallah, of taking benefit. Also, there are ladies also interested in taking prayer. Then between 1:30, inshallah, and 2:00 in tomorrow afternoon, at my residence, inshallah, of course, on the night this afternoon, the ladies are asked to come over there, and inshallah, Hazrat will come there and the prayer will take place. And now, inshallah, the brothers are requested to proceed upstairs. There are snacks available and tea available. So we humbly request each and everyone to partake. JazakAllah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. Tomorrow, inshallah, after the Fajr Salah, the program will continue. And thereafter, 9 o'clock, inshallah, sharp, 9 o'clock, sharp, till the Zuhr, the program will continue again, inshallah.